All right, guys, we are back with another episode of Mostly Uneducated Opinions. Just a little mandate today, Sharon and I. Welcome, Sharon.
Thanks, mate.
Clinton has had two weddings in 2 days, and he can't muster the thought of talking shit with us on a Sunday at this time, which we're very disappointed about. We actually did speak about having a female on the podcast. Sharon and I, let's discuss this now. Female on the podcast, what do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm all for it. I think we've got a couple good ones that we could have on here.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned. I don't know if they're gonna talk shit with the boys, so to speak, or they're gonna not say anything. That's my concern.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, if you're out there and you want to talk shit with the boys, hit Tim up.
Yeah, hit me up. Send me your resume. Cover letter would be great too, just to let us know what it means to you or what it would mean to you to be on the podcast with us. Because Clint's unreliable as fuck. If you're listening,
yeah,
Clint,
he's all cooped up. Yeah. He's cooped up at home right now with the food tray.
Yeah, Sharon and I are losers. We would record at any time. Any day, any time. I'm fine. Give me an hour, I'll do a pod. Doesn't matter when. And then Clint's like, no. It's got to be in seven Sundays away at 10 a.m. because this is the perfect time. I'm like, there is no perfect time, motherfucker.
Yeah, he's like, and that's when it suits China.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got to have all the time to get up with his conspiracies. So let's dive into training cycle. We just finished up at the gym, and I want to hear your kind of summary of how it went for you, and then we can dive into that a little bit. So how'd it go for you, Sharon?
Yeah, this past 12 weeks.
Yeah.
Look, it's been fun, and I keep saying that, and I think I'm probably on the same page as you, and I was just having a chat just then to somebody at the gym as well, and we keep program hopping.
Yeah.
And look, I think that's what happened when we split into Valhalla and Adonis. Mm. And I think 99% of people, the Adonis program really suits, and it's a lot more sustainable on the body.
Mm.
But yeah, I find the Valhalla quite fun. So I've been jumping in, and really I've given both programs 50%.
Mm.
Obviously when I'm doing it, I'm giving it 100%, but only when I've probably tackled 6 weeks of both.
Yeah.
And it just hasn't come together for me. My squats have just diminished rapidly.
Yeah.
And going into this testing week, I'll actually be happy if I can even just hit the numbers from 12 weeks ago.
Yeah,
that'll be an accomplishment.
Do you think what will go down, squat, deadlift, bench, military?
Squat.
Squat will go down?
Squat, yeah. I think I can maintain military. Deadies will be okay. Bench, I'll be surprised if I can maintain that 145.
Yeah.
But squats is the big one.
Are you going to do ones or threes this week?
There's an option.
Yeah, you can do one or three reps for your one rep max or for your testing.
No, you got to send it down. You've got to go one RM. What are you going to do?
So I reckon my bench and military have gone down solely because I just was doing Valhalla like a fucking pleb for the first 7 weeks. And it was just not the required amount of volume for me to maintain size and strength in my upper body.
Yep.
And then I've been doing it for the last six, and I military pressed yesterday like a shit cunt. Like it was so shit. And then I was like, I can't believe I military pressed 100 kilos 12 weeks ago.
Yeah, that wasn't that long ago.
12 weeks, yeah. 100 fucking kilos. And I just thought, there's no way I'm military pressing 100. So that's gone down. And then bench, I was 155 or something, which I've no fucking way I'm doing.
Yeah.
Now, I think everything else will go up, deadlifts and squats and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm the same as you. I did 6 weeks on Valhalla, religiously. And my body was dying. I was struggling.
Came out the blocks hot on Valhalla.
Yeah. I was snatching 100 and something in my first week of not doing Ollie in a long time. And then eventually everything just caught up with me. It fucking rolled me.
Yeah, I think that's what I was excited about is I thought, you're committed to the Valhalla, so I'll do the same because then you sort of get that one-on-one coaching
the vibe,
as well. And you wouldn't just allow me just to fucking just do shit on it. So and then you jumped back out, and I think your wrist was probably the determining factor. And then Bali was as well. We had the camp. I don't know if it was
in the middle.
Week one, two or three, and then we came back and I was like, I can't squat. So something happened in Bali.
I think we overtrained.
Fucked ourselves.
I think we overtrained. So we have a Bali retreat. Shad came, and we're training three times a day, just sending it, just stupid shit that I used to do when I was 22, and I'm still doing when I'm 31, and it just is not good for your body long term. After a week of doing 20 sessions, you have to have a week off, and we just came and just kept going.
Yep.
We got back to Perth, and then eventually it caught up with me. I took that week off. I went down to Albany. And I was like, oh, this is the best thing ever. A rest.
Needed it.
And then after that, I was like, I can't go through that again. Like, I was so overtrained. Man, I would, like, fall asleep on the couch during the day and, like, I would be dribbling out of my mouth. I was that, like, neurally fatigued from training. And then, like, at other points, I would just get into, like, almost sitting on the couch and just get into, like, a panic. Like, my body was, like, in overdrive.
You know? Just from the Bali camp?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I was speaking to Katie about it last night, like, because I'm trying to obviously win her over if we have another camp in November or whatever. But the, it's still probably one of the best trips I've ever had.
Yeah.
It was just, because you don't really have a choice. Like, you don't get a say in it. So, you just, you got to get up and just rock up and show up.
Yeah.
And I know most of us all missed a day due to illness Bali, and that. Yeah. Oh, fuck, it was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was a fucking sick time.
It was. And the crew that actually went, like, on paper, yeah. When I first saw it, I was like, oh, okay, it's like...
Bit of a mix.
Bit of a, like, yeah. And then it was just sensational to spend time with the guys like Jack and Andrew and that I didn't actually really know well and see the other side of them.
I think, like, the ability of people, it doesn't really matter. It's more like the work ethic. Like, everyone turns up in Bali, like, yep. Regardless. I've been with way worse people than... you know, mentioned, not that these guys are bad if you're listening. It's just like, in terms of the physical capability of those guys versus others we've had. But anyway, the point I'm trying to get at here is we've had people that were like super unfit, go into it and they send it and then like have a good time. Doesn't really matter. Like yep. Everyone puts in the effort. I think you raise to the standard of those around you, which 100%. Is really important in Bali. But yeah, we were meant to have one in May and a couple of deposits came in and I was like, man, I'm fucking too tired for
this.
I'm not ready for this and I'm not going to give it like 100%. So, yeah, we cancelled that one. And then maybe in November we'll see how the year pans out. But they're a massive effort.
I can imagine. Man, the year's...
Mentally, bro.
We're almost at the end of March already.
Yeah, Q1.
Fuck. Just like that. Gone.
Well, you think about every 12-week program is a quarter, so it's a fucking long time.
Yeah. Yeah, true. But it goes quick, man. It goes quick.
Five suck. Yeah, shit. Recapping the month, my operations manager has been on holiday, which is great for her, but not for me because I've been coaching and I was joking to you about it, Sharon, but when you go to not coaching for 3 months to coaching a week, it's like jumping into the deep end with sharks. It's fucking chaos.
Is it like draining? Is it like physically draining?
It's physically draining because you're like, it's just so much thinking involved. You're like, this person's got to be here. You got to get the timings down pat. This person needs coaching. It's the energy, the vibe. You like pep yourself up on fucking caffeine and then like you crash. And then the next day you got a day off. So usually we do like one day or one day off, that kind of, and then you got to go again the day after, day after, day after. It's just like, it's something if you like conditioned to it, so to speak, it's going to be fucking hard.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear that from your point of view because I think as a member, we roll in, we're there, and to watch Danae, Paige, and yourself as well,
yeah.
It's, to us, it looks seamless.
Yeah.
You know, like you guys are on the tee, the music goes down, move on, and everything's like clockwork.
Yeah.
But then to hear that you say, yeah, it's mentally and physically fatiguing, I can see an element of that as well.
I was joking around with you in a text and I was like, man, it's literally like when I drive to the gym, it's like I pep myself up. I like have words with myself. I'm like, you got to be the best version of you today. You got to show up for the members. You got to like, and I'm like telling myself in the car, like to be that person. And I hammer that into the coaches as well. But like that plus BJJ plus training plus business, it's been a fucking week. Like, let's put it that way.
No wonder you're tired, man. Yeah. You're looking old, but yeah. No, that's what the pep's
on. Dude, that picture you sent me of you, I was like, this cunt looks 80. Right now. Jared sent us a selfie picture, and I was like, bro, what's going on?
That's just me, bro. That's just the car industry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give Alistair another year or two, and he'll look 45 as well.
Really?
No, look, it's like it's 60 hours a week, yeah?
60?
It's 60 hours a week, yeah. And it's taxing. It's really taxing because you're constantly chasing a number, and then... The last day of the month, you high five for like an hour, and then the next day it's back. Like the boards are wiped clean.
Yeah, and you got to go again.
Doesn't matter about last month's result. Yeah, going to that point you said before, and I think it's not that we're detouring here off the topic or anything, but you said you're joking about hyping yourself up and that. Hey, but I've got that mentality as well, and it's as basic as like when I look in the mirror in the morning, I go, oh, I don't really want to shave, and I'm like, nah, you need to shave. Like you need to 100%. Go to work and be the best fucking version because let's say like. I don't know, yourself, Paige, and Anae have a fight with, I don't know, your partner the night before. You can't bring that into the gym the next morning. And it takes a pretty special type of person to be able to dust off what's happened in their life and then just show up and be the best version for everybody else, even though there's shit going on in the background.
100%.
So, and I just say, like, that's how I feel as a member.
They've definitely done that. And then I'm quite emotionally in tune, so I know. And then I call them out on it.
Yeah,
okay. I'm like, you can't bring that energy to work.
Yeah,
like,
well, you would spot them as their boss. It, yeah. You know them for years. Yeah. You know, so you know when they're up or they're down.
But same with me. Like, I've definitely in the past brought it in. The less emotional I've become about it and coaching and, like, as a business, the better it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, because 3 years ago, I was an emotional wreck. Like, every decision was like, oh, fuck you. Like, fuck this, fuck that. And it's just non-emotional. It's like, it's just a fucking business.
Just
like,
facts. Take the emotion out of it.
It's a fact thing. So, what were you buying 18 burgers for the boys at the car dealership?
Oh, yeah.
I saw that on Instagram, and Steph showed me, and I was like, fat cunt. He's having 18 burgers.
So, what did I do? I got 3 family packs. It was like 16 burgers and a whole bunch of nuggets and chips and that. But it was just for the crew. Just get them going. So,
what do you mean, get them going? Get them
fat?
Well,
I didn't need to get... I didn't that day in particular. We were down a couple of guys and we were having a bit of a tough week. And I was like, right, boys, I'll put food on. Nobody needs to shoot out because they all shoot out, man. Like, nobody talks. They're not like, hey, I'm just going to go get a sandwich. Do you want one?
Yeah.
He'll go get a sandwich, come back. So, I'll be like, oh, I feel like a sandwich. And then before you know it, you got like 8 guys over a period of 2 hours shooting out to get themselves a single sandwich.
Yeah, right.
Just retarded sometimes. Yeah, so, I was like, boys, we'll put a lunch on. And then, I just got the Maccas. So, fatten everybody up around me. And
so, what happens if customer would come during that time?
Oh, like we're all sporadically eat. Yeah, there's always somebody keeping an eye on the elbow.
Right, just dust off the mayo off the top lip and get out there and
sell
some
shit. We've got cameras everywhere as well, so we're always keeping an eye out.
How big is this place?
22,000 square meters is garden orders, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, been there since 1985.
Like bigger than the Wangara ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'd probably say, so like you know where the Nissan is?
Yeah.
It's probably the Subaru, the Nissan and the Ford.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a big piece of dirt.
Jesus Christ. Where is it? Cannington?
Cannington, yeah. Nice. 1308 Albany Highway.
10% off your next car.
Maybe not 10%.
Yeah, that's quite a lot. On
put
a big,
that voucher in the bin.
Yeah, on a fucking big purchase. So, yeah, does Clint have it in him to be a professional podcaster?
Oh, I don't know.
He's on a roll, but then he just keeps taking weeks off.
Yeah.
He hasn't put in for leave either.
No, just lacking the consistency, really, isn't he?
Yeah, fuck so clean.
And I know what he's doing right now. I can see him on that couch with his little fucking food tray.
Little fag tray.
Yeah, and they're smashing a burger, and he's going to come in tomorrow. It's testing deadlifts tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah.
So I'd be surprised if he even rocks up for that.
Yeah, fuck it. Hear that, Clint? We're kidding, by the way.
China's just sitting there laughing at him.
100%. They're like, you're not going to get us this week, motherfucker. Yeah. So it's funny, I was thinking of the podcast this week, and... I got a little bit trolled online, which is pretty normal for me, but I always just like fuck around, find out kind of thing. I just write crazy shit and like see what happens. Anyway, we don't need to go into it. And then I was thinking, what if they actually listen to our podcast? These same people that are trolling me online, because the shit I write online is like 10% of what we talk about on the podcast. And I thought, fuck, we'd definitely get cancelled if we had a bigger audience.
You reckon?
Oh, dude, there'd be some shit.
No, actually, I don't think so, because we're not... Like, the stuff we talk about is a bit fucking how you going sometimes, Clint. But none of it's really offensive, though.
Yeah.
Like, we're not actually, like... We don't talk about, like, gender and race and all those sort of, like, hot topics. We just talk about, like, more what's happening in the world and then our spin on it. Yeah,
it's fascinating. I was having one of those moments this week. I was like, am I that fucking weird that people think I'm that wild to, like, talk about me online? But then I thought, yeah, I probably am. I think I'm normal, but I don't know. Like,
this might be
you're weird too.
Problem.
That's why.
Yeah, I know. Like, I don't know. No, because I check with Katie. I'm like, is this funny? And she's like, yeah, that's funny. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah, well, Katie gets it. That's why you guys are.
Yeah, I guess that's why she's
sort of married. Yeah.
So it's not good, is it? Like, Steph also probably won't be a good barometer for you.
No. She's like, oh, that's completely koosh. Like, that makes sense.
That's funny.
And then
babe.
People online are like, you're a fucking psychopath. And I'm like, what? This is literally how I
think. So what? As in just like what you're posting on the Helix page or yourself?
Both.
Both.
Trolls just come out, man. The more you post, the more they come out. Funny enough.
Yeah, but I feel like some of the other gyms around Perth are starting to heat up as well with their gram.
Do they?
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
No, unless I go down that road.
Gyms are a weird, weird fucking business. So, the Trump indictment, have you been following it?
I haven't. I don't actually know why he's been indicted, but I seen him the other day.
Where'd you see him?
No, on telly. Saying I'm going to be... It's days I'm going to be arrested and pretty much calling for protests again, like what he did at Capitol Hill, which got him into some shit.
Yeah. Well, I can fill you in on the story.
Please, go for it.
So the reason we tell you this stuff is being aware of what is going on in the world, I feel is important to being an educated citizen of the world. Sharad, would you agree?
100%.
But you've got to take everything you see on the media with a pinch of salt. We're literally in front of my massive TV on the wall in my house, and it says deadly fungus spreading, what we need to know. And I'll go through the story after the Trump one, and I'll tell you the fucking funniest part about this story. So everything you see on the media, you need to take with a pinch of salt. So Trump, they're trying to indict him for basically paying off a porn star that he allegedly had fucked like 15 years ago or something, Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
And apparently he gave her hush money via a lawyer and another third party, which they're trying to spin and put back in Trump. And I'm thinking, if they're trying to pin him paying a chick 130 grand, they have nothing. If that's like the worst they can do for that. And then this Alvin Bragg, this DA of New York, came out and he's filing the case against him, XYZ. And then Trump came out and said he's going to get arrested. Next minute, the case just goes away. No one knows what's going on. So the theories here, which I'll run you through what theories, I'm going to put my tinfoil Clint hat on, is that the Democrats, which is the people that are in at the moment, like Biden ect, they know that Trump has a good chance of becoming the fucking president again in 2024. So now they're trying to just bring up all this shit.
Anything
they can around him. And this is the best they had, which is kind of scary.
And she was a hot topic before he got voted in, the Stormy Daniels thing. And it's not even that like big of a thing, and you're right. Like, out of everything they're going to do him for, like Capitol Hill was pretty big, pretty serious. People died. They're going for this.
Yeah. And then this Stormy Daniels chick came out and signed an affidavit or whatever and said she has never even like met Trump, like just recently in the last couple of days. So it's all a little bit weird.
He's probably paid her a little bit more.
Yeah, he's paid her more than 130. But I think like if everything you're trying to do this like the worst dude in the earth for, according to, you know, the left-wing fucking Americans, is paying some hush money for having sex with a porn star. Like, come on, guys. Like, there's got to be a bit more than that.
You know, it's funny, hey, since, I don't know, that COVID hit, I was before that just like a full trust in everything. Like, hey, it's on the news, must be thing. Hey, that's coming from the government, it must be legit. Hey, it's the police's directive. Hey, it's the health directive, that's gospel.
Yeah.
But since then now, like, I just feel like, not that I question everything, but I do believe that everything that we see could 100% not be true at any given stage. And I also think the Biden government and that now, all this bank crisis that's going on in the Silicon Valley banking and that, it's like, quickly bring up a narrative, switch attention to something else.
Yeah.
And it always seems to happen. It's like, I'm watching the MH370 doco,
and
there's some crazy theories on that. Yeah. And they get it. The guys say, hey, we get it, but nothing else makes sense. And it's like, well, that plane went missing just as like Russia invaded Crimea and quickly switched their attention away from Russia going into Crimea. And it's just like constantly things like that, narratives that come out that switch people's attention from what the real topics are. So just, I mean, that, and once again, I'm not saying that's what's happened with this, but it's just food for thought, man.
What was the other one around that? So currently there's the whole like Russia thing, and China have signed an agreement with Russia saying they're fucking military allies. Alarm bells. But no, we haven't heard anything about it. All we've been hearing about is equality, racism, transgenderism, like all these like
things that don't matter.
Things that don't really matter in the scheme of humanity. And we've got the two biggest superpowers in the world forming a pact against the Western world. And we're more concerned about fucking some made-up global warming thing.
Yep, 100%.
It's a little bit scary.
I mean, he met with Putin in Moscow this week.
Yeah.
And there was a episode that came out in the Daily Times. I just didn't listen to it, but you know, saying, is this the beginning? And this is from left media saying, is this the beginning of another Cold War? Because those two, you know, they know the West. Like, we're so
predictable,
preoccupied with all everything you mentioned. Now, I'm not saying transgender and those topics don't matter.
Yeah,
they matter to a certain degree, but not to the extent of world attention that needs to be. Hey, that's where our full focus.
Nuclear
is.
Arms fights. You know.
So, who knows where we enter and where we go and what space we go into.
Yeah, if the biggest thing I saw on the media was Trump getting indicted about having sex with a porn star, I just thought, like, Jesus Christ, this is where this has gone.
Yeah,
and
correct.
On the other side of that, we've got literally a war in Ukraine and Russia, if that's even happening at the moment. But who knows?
I feel like even that's gone.
It's weird.
That's gone quiet.
Everything's gone super quiet with that. So, yeah, I saw Biden, I saw him in a motorcade going to talk about the Canadian Prime Minister about global warming. and he had a 75 car motorcade driving through Canada with 75 cars. If you
like,
think about
it, and they're like Escalades. Aren't they? Escalades. Big, yeah, they're not Teslas.
Nah, like V8 Escalade things. And you think about like the global warming on that.
Yeah, the irony of it. You know, and that's the same with, I forget what that, is it COPAC or OPEC? Or, anyway, it's where all the celebrities and everybody all get together and Gretel's there and yeah, they all come. Greta. And they all fly in on their jets.
Greta Thunberg.
You know? And then the irony of that as well. Yeah. Like, how did everybody get here? Like, they didn't get here by sailing boat. They got here by jets, probably private jets.
Yeah, 100% you know? Private jets. And they're all like on about their equality. It's like Bill Gates, insert two other fucking flogs around the world. They all have like... mansions around the world that, you know, three people live in and they're like 50 bedrooms.
Yeah. Yep.
It's like, where's the fucking equality in this?
Yeah, and it's funny, that whole global warming thing. So there was a thing called ESG, which is like environmental, social and governance that companies are now priding themselves on. You know, hey, this is what we're doing that's green. Our social thing is we have more equality, and then the governance is we're ticking the boxes. But there's companies now, like in Texas, like oil companies and that other companies are choosing not to do business with because they don't tick the ESG boxes.
Yeah.
And now the Republican government's starting to put legislation in against that. So obviously in favor of the big oil companies and that, because you can imagine who puts the money in their coffers.
Yeah.
Just saying, well, actually, if you don't want to do business with these guys because they're still fossil fuels, well, that in itself is discrimination.
Yeah.
You know, which I think fucking, yeah, go for it. At the end of the day, like, money keeps the world going around, and we live in a society that is capitalism.
100%. The point we're trying to get across here with all these stories is like, just question things. Don't just dumbly believe what like the narrative is being spun towards you. Because if you're someone that's alarm bells haven't been going off for the last couple of years, you're fucking living under a rock.
Oh yeah.
Like yep. It's fucking sure. Fucking weird as shit. I think like over in New South Wales, they got a new government now. Labor won last night or something like that. I don't know how that directly affects us. I feel like all the Australian PMs and shit are all puppets.
Anyway, yeah, 100%. Well, at the end of the day, it's like same with Biden. Like, he's just, okay, he's a shit face for the party, but the policies are the policies, yeah?
Yeah.
He just can't string a sentence together.
Dude, he's like, what is he, 79 turning 80?
Yeah.
How is he living and running the most powerful country in the world?
It's when it was imbalanced. I think everybody after Trump was in, well, even that in itself wasn't a landslide. It's just the way that the voting goes. And it's the same in Australia.
They just go for and against, eh?
Yeah.
It's like Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican, yep. Democrat. So Trump might win this next one. They're saying he's going to win.
I wouldn't be surprised. Just because what everybody's had now.
Yeah. And now they're like, we're going to war. We need someone that's actually going to fucking step up and...
Yeah, correct. And what would you rather? Do some shit. I know what people would rather. Like, everybody's like, oh, we don't like men. Men are toxic.
Yeah.
Okay? As soon as there's war, we love men. we need men.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's probably where United States is now. Like, they're supposed to be the superpower of the world, and they've been led by Biden. Yeah. Where you would almost rather, okay, let's just call Trump whatever the world wants to call a narcissistic, racist, pig, whatever.
Yeah.
But he's still...
A leader.
He's still gonna... Yeah. And there was... I think there was more peace under him. You know, he had Russia in check. He had...
Wasn't he, like, going and shaking hands with all
those
dudes?
With the little rocket man. Yeah. He called him North Korean dictator. Yeah. You know, he was loose, but he got shit done.
Yeah, dude.
Like, I feel like that's if me and you were president. We would just be like, well, why are we having this? Why don't we just jump on the plane and just go and say hello to him?
Yeah, yeah. Just see where he's at.
Well, let's just go see him.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't need to go to war over this Cold War shit that they played back in the day, you know? Yeah, it feels very like Cold War, like no one's talking. Like everyone's like, you know. It's like, surely they just got pick up the phone and be like, what's up, man? What do you want?
That's what I was thinking.
Let's come up with a fucking solution here.
Yeah. Even the guy from Ukraine, I was like, surely just pick up the phone and say, mate, what do you want?
Like, dude, what is going on there with the money thing? Like, I keep seeing that America's sending them like hundreds of billions of dollars.
Billions. Just keep arming them. Just keep sending more and more and more in there.
I saw a photo of one of the Ukrainian ministers and he's driving around like a Rolls Royce. Like a brand new Rolls Royce that they just got.
Plated. Yeah.
What is going on?
There's just
there?
Too much at risk, I think, to let Russia come that far west.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think the other European, or the European, the problem is they're still relying on Russia for their power.
Mm.
That Nord Stream pipe.
Yeah.
it's unbelievable.
Yeah, like it was going to Germany, hey? Like, was the main port, and then they blew it up or something?
Yeah, yeah. Well, there were two pipes, and then one got blown up, and they were trying to actually figure out, like, who blew it up and why. And, you know, because if the Russians blew that up, they would lose leverage. So they don't think it was the Russians. No. They actually think it was the Ukrainians that blew the pipe up.
Yeah.
Because why would you want to get rid of that leverage if you're Russia, you know?
Yeah, I guess it's tactical and it's well beyond us, and everyone's playing. Yeah, they're playing different games.
Yeah, it's mental.
I guess, like, analyzing this from a top-down point of view, it kind of seems like the Western world have our priorities very wrong.
Yeah, 100%.
Very wrong. We should be talking about survival here.
It's not in our...
Not the micro stuff.
I think we're different now. We really are. Just the way we've been raised now and that, it's just... I don't know.
Pussies.
Yeah. But then you look at as well, like, just take us, for example, in Perth. Like, you can see why we could be that way, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're just Joe Blow, who grew up in Perth, what's your biggest worry in life? Like, right now, you can find a job like that.
Yeah.
And if you can't, we've got such a good social welfare system. Yeah. Like, what are your biggest stresses in life? Nothing, really.
Nothing. There's nothing to be stressed about.
Like, you know, even if you live in, like, Belga or Mirabooka, you're only 10 minutes to the beach. Like, life's pretty good. Yeah. I'm not saying the beach is, like, what makes life good, but you get what I'm saying. Like, we don't live in a bad part of the world. You know, no. And I'm just using that as a micro
But, yeah,
example.
Like, obviously we care about this stuff because I like to be educated. I don't want to know what's going on in the world so I can better plan for my family. But most people don't give a fuck about anything that's going on in the world, which is probably also a good way of living.
Yes and no. I think if... I mean, I don't think me and you let these things affect us. Like, I don't lie there at night going, oh, like, I'm praying for Trump.
Yeah, no.
Like, I like to know what's going on in the world. Like, and plus, it's, who doesn't like to be educated on all sorts of topics? Be able to have a constructive conversation.
I love it. I always talk to my wife about it, and she's like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, same with Katie. And it's, but I've always just been, not street smart, but I've just always been interested in politics and geography and stuff about the world. Rather than our own space. Plus, you can learn stuff from it as well.
Yeah. So, and I thought about this with the Biden thing, because he's 79, turning 80. And I thought, like, what if there was a cap on ages for, like, presidents and prime ministers? I thought that'd be probably a pretty good thing. I think after some point, you stop making logical decisions and you can't use your head.
It's like your driver's license.
Yeah. Like, you should have to, like, sit a test every year of, like, general competence. And it's got to be run by someone that can't be bought.
Yeah.
Because it seems like, from what I'm seeing... which also could be tainted by right-wing people, that he's losing his shit.
Yeah. I haven't seen too much on him, but when I do, I mean, there's still that's the footage floating around with him and his, like, ice cream, and he's almost reverting back to being a kid. Like, he's at that old age, you know, when you start to revert. But you can see Trump, and once again, I'm not pro-Trump. Like, this is not what the conversation's about. But that guy's a businessman that can hold a conversation and can get up in front of a crowd. And
dude, gets shit done.
String a coherent sentence together that I know has not been written by one of his party members.
No.
Which can be good or bad. That's why he gets himself in trouble. Touch your pussy, he's like, oh, this is how I'm feeling today, and this is what I'm going
to
say.
Dude, I used to love him on Twitter. He would just post just the craziest stuff.
So is he still not back on Twitter?
I heard he's coming back
pretty
soon. Obviously, it's a very powerful political tool, or can be there, but... What about if they had a cap on age that was like 60, and then, like, you know, every 8 years they had someone, and then after that 8 years they have to go to a 30-year-old.
Totally reverse.
Yeah, totally reverse. Like, it's got to go 30-year-old to 60-year-old, 30-year-old to 60-year-old.
Like, some pen. Yeah. Well, you'd,
just fuck around, find out. Like,
so every 4 years you're just you'd have. Who knows what you would have?
Mm.
I feel like in that political space, though, a lot of the guys, you know, might be peaking around 50.
Mm.
Like, you've had to have had some serious experience, whether it be in business or local government and whatever it is to...
Because 30 is still fuck all. Like, it's still super young.
Oh, what have you done? Like, really? Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing, really, in the big picture of things. There's not too many... When do most people graduate from uni? Like 22, 23?
Yeah.
All right, so you've got some book smarts.
Yeah, you're in the workplace.
Then you've got to go and get
for 7 years.
Life experience. It's nothing.
Mm.
Yeah, I remember. I think 26 is when I actually really started taking work seriously.
Yeah.
You know, and even now, if I look at where I am now, I still class myself as a
maybe
really
40
good
then. You know, 40 and 60.
Yeah, 40 onwards.
20 years, give it a run.
Yeah,
and, then.
And I think 40, you're still quite fresh and in touch with a lot of stuff.
What's going on?
Yeah. Yep.
That's right, yeah. I kind of thought that in that last, like, national or state election we had, it was like we got our current dictator who's in charge, and then there was like some young kid that was running against him. Oh, yeah. And I thought, like, you know, just give it to the young kid. Like, let's see what happens.
Who's the local one around here? Albert Jacob. Do you remember him?
Nah.
Oh, he looked like a kid. And then
what's the worst that could happen?
And then we got the Liberal one. Liberal. And he's the Asian guy. What's his name? Good Enough. Ian Good Enough. Great surname.
Really?
Yeah.
His name's Good Enough.
Yeah, Good Enough. Yeah. What a campaign you can run with that.
That's epic. So we did touch on Europe a little bit there. Have you been keeping up with the riots in France?
Yeah, so full bottle on this one.
Are you?
Full bottle on this one. Because I've always loved Macron. I just have. Yeah.
Macaroons or?
Shout out to Wilson.
Yeah.
No, Macron is, he's an ex-finance minister. So he's thinking, you know, he's really geared around economy. Mm. And following these riots, it's just the French. It's the French. And I was listening to a good podcast about it the other day, once again, daily, on the daily. Mm. And understanding, like, all they're trying to do, this whole riot, is take the age from 62 to 64.
Mm.
That's it, 2 years. In America, I think the retirement age is like 67 and that's. Whereas in most Western countries like America, they see work as a good thing.
Mm.
The word work in French has negative connotations. They believe life starts at 62. That's where you have your friendships and you really start to live.
Yeah, that's where life ends.
Yeah, and they've got one of the weirdest social security systems and one of the most comfortable in the world, you know. So that's really what the riot's about. Well, that is the crux of it, you know.
And they're like burning down streets and cars and houses, and there's millions of people protesting. But didn't he resign yesterday?
I'm not sure. I did try and check that this morning. I couldn't find anything. Yeah. I think it's his thing. I think, look, he's got two things. He wants to leave a legacy, and he's scared of two things. He wants to leave a legacy that he did do this reform, because Germany's made the reform years ago and things like that. It's got one of the best economies now in the world, if not, well, definitely in Europe.
Yeah.
You know, but then the other side of it is, if he does go ahead and they pull this off, he knows that the next election will go to Le Pen. And she's far right, and that'll just be a whole nother journey for France. Mm. I mean, France is a weird, weird country.
Yeah, have you been there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't want to buy into this retiring at 64 and becoming a part of the rest of the world that's run by capitalism, which is just a fact.
Yeah, yeah.
They just, it's just not for them.
Mm.
But yeah, having that as a legacy and being the guy that was the last prime minister before Le Pen took, I don't think that's something he really wants to have. And this is, once again, just from what I've been listening to.
Yeah.
Because she's, like, I think her dad or great-granddad or something was, like, a pro-Nazi during the takeover. Yeah, so she's got some real deep roots in the far right. And she almost got in.
I'm quite conflicted on this, because anything, like, right-ish during the last 3 years was very frowned upon, and you'd get vilified online for even having that opinion.
Yeah.
But now it seems like it's a cool thing to do.
To be far right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think the Europeans don't seem to be fazed by the tag far right.
Yeah,
I don't
know
if that's years of...
Over here, you'd be like, oh, no, I don't think that.
Yeah, no, I'm not a racist, yeah. I think for them, it's the, like, the immigration issues around immigration and things like that. Mm. That makes them...
They're very, like, French first, eh?
Yes. Yeah, like
original
very,
France.
Very. And look, you look at the French history... You know, it's
they're
massive.
Capitalist as fuck. Yeah. Taking over every African country and making it their own. Yeah.
Yeah, even going back to that, for sure.
Yeah.
But they've always been such staunch nationalists.
Mm.
Always.
So I did a Kentucky, and I've been there five times. And one time I was doing a Kentucky, and I was actually listening when they were giving announcements on the bus. And we went through Belgium. And did you know in the late 1800s, there was a dictator they had in Belgium who killed more people than Hitler?
In Africa?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Brutally, yeah? Like brutal. Chopping
yeah,
hands
yeah.
off as well.
Chopping hands and heads. It was like 12 to 15 million Africans, like 20 years before Hitler was around.
Yeah.
And you haven't heard a peep about it. And they were saying, like, you know, Hitler's atrocities are not even, like, on the scale of bad in terms of human.
Same with Stalin, though.
Yeah.
Stalin killed more of his own people than Hitler did.
Yeah.
Like, his own people. He just kept sacrificing bodies, just kept throwing. And then he had the famines and... Yeah, and you barely hear about him. He's like more of a hero because the Russians, depending on which side of the history books you are, the Russians toppled Hitler or whoever got to Berlin first, you know?
Yeah, it's wild. And then have you heard in the latest war in Ukraine, they have like incinerators on the battlefield, body incinerators. So the actual death count of Russia is not known because they just incinerate all their bodies.
The Russians are incinerating their own ones?
Yeah.
To keep their numbers down?
Yeah, to keep their numbers down.
I can see that. That's part of the propaganda machine.
Yeah, they're not like actually reporting the facts on like how many people are actually passing in this.
I know that the ICC, the International Criminal Court, now has some, not warrants out, because it's kind of fictitious, because you'll never arrest Putin and that, but there's been war crimes on both sides. Like, they're uncovering mass graves of Ukrainians, and likewise on the other side, the Ukrainians as well have probably...
Yeah.
And in war, I don't know, when you've just watched your buddies get shot up and then you capture some of the opponents, like, I don't know. Who are we to judge? To say, hey, mate, I know you just shot 20 of my mates, I'm just going to handcuff you and we'll put you through the system.
Mm. Yeah, I've heard some stories about friends of mine where they were in these areas, and they would say that these like Russian tactical units would just come in, fuck shit up with like a heavy machine gun, like kill like 100 people, and then just like roll out. They would just penetrate the line and then just go back. That's what they do, like the Spetsnaz or whatever.
Yeah.
Russian special forces in this recent conflict. Like, imagine that, just like a bunch of cunts come in just with heavy machine guns, just nuking everything.
Yeah.
Just,
I think just with a regime like... Russia, I think manpower is just expendable.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
How many like people are in Russia? Like 100 million or something?
Yeah, know. It's big.
I'm going to Google it right now.
Yeah, fact check that. Yeah, big.
Russian population. It's a big country. What do you think? What are you guessing?
You'd probably say 150 mil. Oh, what's America? America's like 400, isn't it?
350, I think.
What's America?
Russian population, 143 million.
Yeah, okay.
Wow. America's 350.
Yeah.
Bro, that's a lot of people. You know, Germany has 88 million and you can fit it in WA 8 times.
Germany?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so many people in such a small area.
Yeah. What are we like, 2.2 in WA?
Yeah, 2.2.
Yeah, we're sparsed out.
Dude, so sparsed out.
Fucking we pay like $1 million for a 4x2.
Yeah.
What's the problem there?
Yeah, dude. It's crazy. So, have you watched The Last of Us TV show? It's great. Probably one of the best shows. First three episodes are really good, and then third episode's like a proper homo, like Brokeback Mountain episode of like two gay lovers, and then they're like saving the end of the world. It's like apocalypse.
It's fiction, yeah?
Fiction, yeah. I mean, could be true coming up soon. Well, this is the point of the story. But yeah, basically like a fungal infection takes over the world and people turn into like killer mushrooms. Essentially, they grow mushrooms out of their head and they become like zombie mushrooms. Essentially.
I'm sure it sounds like
dude,
a lot
epic.
Better than
it's epic.
It does, yeah.
And there's this candida virus that sweeps through the human race. Usually candida or all these type of viruses can only survive at a certain temperature, like 35 degrees, but the human body's 37, so it kills like these bacteria. So there's this new candida that has come out, and it's hugely dangerous, hugely viral, and is basically killing people. And this is literally this news thing that I'm looking at on the TV.
Oh, this is
TV.
Factual, yeah. This
factual,
is on the
yeah,
show.
Yeah. So there's a show that's made about this, and now it's actually happening, quote unquote. And it's pretty prevalent in like nursing homes and these types of places. So I was watching this news article just before we got on, and they said that this fungal infection has come because of global warming.
Rather than it just like everything else, it's a random mutation that's just kept going.
Yeah, they just said just because of the global warming, which has happened in the last 2 years, this fungal infection is now sweeping the world and it's going to be worse than COVID. And I thought, where the fuck do they get this shit from? Like, they are obviously making up so much shit right now.
Oh, they're just trying to tie things in with whatever the narrative is.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, global warming. Everything's global warming.
Have you listened to the Joe Rogan episodes on this? On global warming? Yeah,
well, it depends. He dabbles in it quite a bit on different with different people over the years. I've always heard him like.
So they had an expert on talking about it, and he said that like every 100 and 150 years, essentially like the tides and the polar ice caps melt and unmelt, therefore like the sea level changes and rises and etc. over every 150 years. But the scale that we're in is so small, the time we're looking at, that it can be viewed as negative. But actually, the world has gotten 0.4 degrees colder in the last 100 years, on average.
Over a larger sample.
Yeah, over a larger sample. So they're looking at very small sample sizes and saying, you know, like, I agree, whatever we're doing to the world right now is not good. But for everyone just to blatantly to say, global warming, global warming, global warming, we're all fucked, the world's going to end. Greta Thunberg's making tweets that we're all going to die of some massive catastrophe. Like, I think it's a little bit narrow-minded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always wonder that, hey, like, because we forget this little window we're in is just an absolute blip on the radar. Like, blip. Even 1,000 years is a blip.
Yeah.
You know, when you actually look at when the world started and whatever science started you believe in. But, and that's why they do. They take core samples, don't they, out of ice, and they just go back years and years, and they're like, well, no, there was actually more carbon in the air during this period. And, you know, like, yeah. I don't know. I'm like that with even how the seasons are now. Because you got to remember, we put man-made thing...
Times,
to suit us. Yeah, we go, hey, guys, there's this. And yeah, I know it goes with stars and it goes with the sunlight and that. But even, like, if I look at the last 10, 20 years that I can sort of remember of... I feel like summer's even just pushing out. Now, that doesn't mean that there's global warming, because I still feel there's just as many warm days and cold days.
Yeah.
It's just sort of... shifting.
Yeah.
Like, I know that in April, May, we're still going, I'll be down the beach in May. Yeah. I know that. But then I know the shitty weather kicks in June, and then we start, you know, the shitty weather just goes past September.
This summer didn't get good till like December.
It's only just been really, like, consistently good, 100%. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I just feel like it's shifted out. Doesn't mean the world's fucked. It's just shifted.
Yeah. Everything's just changed a little bit.
But, and once again, that's just my opinion.
Yeah. We don't know shit. Mostly uneducated opinions.
It's definitely uneducated, but... I have been, you know, alive for 35 years, so I have seen the weather as well.
Yeah, you've seen a few summers and winters. Yeah. So I was researching this. I was like, I wonder how many people have actually been alive in the world in our, like, ever. And do you know how many?
Since Adam and Eve?
Since Adam and Eve, since the dawn of time.
Oh, man.
It's wild.
Like, is it 100 billion?
Take a guess and I'll tell you.
Well, what's the current population of the world?
8.
8 billion?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a weird one to work out. Okay, the current's 8.
Current is 8.
Is it 100 billion?
200 billion.
200 billion people have walked this earth.
Have been alive on this earth.
It's a lot of bones in the earth.
So, currently, right now, this is even more of a trip. 4% of the total humans of all time are alive right now. 4%.
Yeah, wow. It makes you
dude,
feel like
dude, how small are you, dude? How small are we? Wow. What do you think about that? And all the shit that we complain about, fight about, and are going on right now in mass media is fucking irrelevant.
And that number becomes probably, that 200 billion becomes even probably more special when you think about the 8 billion that are alive now. That's probably the biggest at any given time as well, because the populations probably keep going. So actually, going back to the French piece, in 1960, they had 4 people working to every 1 pensioner, right? You know what the number is now?
No.
It's 1.7 to 1.
What?
Yeah.
They got that many old people.
That's the fucking issue that they have. And like, if they don't do something now...
So it's a population issue.
Yeah. And look, I think that's generally happened around the world.
Yeah,
the
we're getting older.
Populations are aging. Birth rates are down because, I don't know, a lot of people don't want to bring kids into the world for a whole source of probably global warming.
Yeah.
Or probably can't because...
racism.
I don't know, because everyone's chopping their dicks off.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of reasons around it. But yeah, I thought that was an interesting statistic that... 1 in 4 were retired in 1960, and now it's like 1.7 to 1. You know, that's that. And you think about the strain.
No wonder they're trying to kill us off.
Think about the strain that a whole aging population puts on the health system, and then you have a whole bunch of people not working, paying taxes. And one of the things with that retirement thing, they're like, well, hey, don't take the retirement age from 62 to 64. Leave it at 62 and let's just tax the rich. And that's been thrown out there. Like, let's just tax the rich more just to... prop up.
What do you feel about that? Like taxing the rich?
Try not to think about it because it really gets under my skin.
Yeah, fucking annoys me.
My favorite is at tax time now when they send you your group certificate.
Yeah.
And it goes, hey, Tim, the 200K you paid in taxes, here's where it went. And it's like, it gives you a pie chart. You're like, I don't want to fucking know that.
I don't want to know that this
50K of my
dull bludging cunt got this. Yeah.
Yeah. And look, I know you need a social welfare system, and I know there's legit people that need help, and I'm all good for that. Like the NDIS, I'm happy to support that and stuff like that. Yeah. But it's the...
people that don't deserve it.
Yeah, and there's a ton of them. There's a ton of them, especially in Perth, man. When I look at people that can't get a job, you know, and we got vacancies just for people who want to come clean cars. I'll come clean cars for $25 an hour. Like,
yeah, just be active.
That's like if you live in South Africa, that's 250 rand an hour. Like,
is that good?
That don't, yeah, there's people that probably don't even earn 250 rand a day, let alone an hour in South Africa, you know?
Like, yeah.
Once again, we just...
is there any social welfare in Africa, South Africa?
No, barely.
Barely?
No, that's why like 47% of the population that's unemployed. That's why the crime rate's so high. Like, you got half the population that's not employed. They got to put food in their mouth.
Yeah.
You know?
So, that's, yeah, the crime rate's high as fuck. Last topic here, I did touch on using some peptides for my wrist. And I've been using one called CJC, and I sent it over to Sherrod, and he was like, gives you cancer.
No, that wasn't the
The blatant the reply. So give me the backstory.
So, look, Clint and Tim have been, well, pretty much been on the gear since they got, hence their numbers are going up.
4 weeks.
And, you know, unlimited, uncapped amount of MVPs coming left, right, and center. But I think there's some other conspiracies around that, which we can get into later. But I was like, oh, maybe I'm 34. And actually, I was having a think about this yesterday. Like, my recovery is nowhere near where it was 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, training the same amount. My nutrition's better, if not, it's the same, if not better. Mm. I'm hitting the ice bath more regularly. Sleeping's still well in that. And it, for me now, it's stress. Like, the stress that I'm under now compared to where I was 6 months. And it's fucking just unbelievable how it affects the body.
It's astronomical.
Yeah.
And then talk me through the CJC. So you spoke to the doctor and...
No, well, the peptide side, I was just doing some research. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I can cop the needle. Like, I just got to get through this.
Mm.
Just, you know, like my tattoo in Bali.
Yeah.
And the only thing is if you do have like a little bit of cancer growth or something, it accelerates the growth of everything.
Yeah.
And that was where my fear lay.
Yeah, right.
And I'm not, like, I don't think
I've got it. Well, do you think you got cancer?
Nah, but like if I did have like a little droplet of it, I don't want to accelerate it.
Yeah,
like,
but you could just get it fixed.
Fuck no. It's cancer.
Yeah, but it's going to come anyway.
Yeah, well, I just don't want to like bring it forward. I don't know, because sometimes you have things that are dormant, yeah? Mm. I don't know. That's my only stress. And
so yeah, I'm a worry ward. You telling me that has given me anxiety about that.
Yeah,
dude, well, I think about that every day now.
Well, you want to shoot up? That's what happens.
Dude, I was like...
Well, I'm sorry, but like you're borderline a scientist. You got enough degrees to back it up. And you go to me, oh, well, why don't you just check if you have cancer? Bro, if it was that easy, everyone would just go for a cancer checkup every day.
I thought it was like... There's like cortisol and other hormones.
You can check. But there's always like going to be things that are unseen, I would imagine.
Yeah, dude, I've just been Googling like, how do you know if you have cancer?
Well, I think you get a blood test. Yeah. You get like a mole check, maybe. And you can get a finger up your ass. That's a good one. I just get that done anyway.
Yeah. That's the fun one.
Yeah, that's the fun one. I'm like, are you sure? Go deeper. No. Yeah, so I don't know. But it was interesting to listen to that podcast on peptides and how they sort of sit between, you know, supplements and steroids.
Mm.
And that you can get, you know, doctor's proper prescription for it. And yeah, really interesting. Yeah. Surawellan? Melon? I don't know. That's the one that he was talking about.
Yeah, okay. Ipomera.
Yeah.
Something like that.
But I also don't know. These things are good for testosterone, but not so much sperm count.
Yeah, okay.
Which is, you know,
concerning
it's okay
for you.
Concerning
for you.
Until you go down that road.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
At some point. Be coming up.
Soon.
So I'll tell you a horrific doctor story to finish, and you'll fucking piss yourself in this. So I had this rash on the inside of my leg when I was like 21.
On your balls?
No, it was literally inside the leg, not touching my genitals. And I was concerned. So I went to the doctor, and I went to a male doctor, and he was like, give me a look. And I was like, just lift up my pants, showed him, and he was like, take your pants off and lie on the bed. Oh. And I was like, oh no. So I'm lying on the bed naked, just with a shirt on. And my wiener has just gone like 1 inch because I was so like...
Yeah,
it was like
you're about to be manhandled.
70-year-old man who's like crusty, and I'm laying there naked. My penis has never been more unaroused than that point. Like, that was the least hot thing of all time.
I would have been the opposite.
And then, so he's like getting his little microscope. He's looking at it. He's like hitting it with some like cotton bud thing and like taking samples of it. And then he grabs my penis with his hand. Like, full grip on the penis. Like, it was literally, he was grabbing a sword.
Wow.
Basically. And I'm like, this is weird. And then he's looking at it like he's looking through a telescope, like through the pee hole. Like
looking
getting
in your third eye.
So close to it. And then he pulls it back and like rolls back the flooring to inspect it. I thought I was going to never recover from this point.
God.
And then he wraps it back up as you do and like puts it back to normal. And then he goes, oh, all good. It's just like a form of chicken pox. And I'm sitting there in my head thinking, was it necessary to give me a stroke during this? Like, to pull me back to 1 minute? And he just confirms it was not chicken pox. I feel like the second bit was for his own pleasure.
Yeah.
Because it had nothing to do with the leg.
That's like going in with like a sore ankle and they're like, yeah, let me just rub your prostate.
Yeah,
I went for a full health check with the previous job. And it was good that they paid for it, you know, and put you on the running machine, hooked you up and did all sorts.
ECG and shit.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then right at the end, you actually go through to the actual doctor. And one of the other DPs said to me, oh, yeah, he checks your dick. And I'm like, shut up. No, he doesn't. Like, because, you know, that would full give me anxiety.
Mm.
And I was like, no, I fucking don't. Anyway, he's like, yeah, lie down in the bed. And he pulls my jocks down. And I'm just looking at the ceiling as well. Just while he fucking plays around down there, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just, like, just lifts it up, feels your nuts, makes sure everything's there. And it's just... Oh, it's weird.
Such a strange situation. I got one more horrific medical story. This is funny. So when I was in America, I had a medical when I got my job there. And I don't know what it was, but the guy thought I was gay for some reason. So we sit there questioning and he's like, yeah, we're going to check for STDs. And I was like, all right, cool. It's a weird like medical thing. But he's like, have you ever had sex with a man? I was like, no. He's like, are you gay? I was like, no. It's the same question, by the way.
Yeah.
And then he's like...
No, not necessarily. People like to dabble, yeah?
Yeah, and then he's like, have you had sexual intercourse with an anus involved? And I was like, no. What kind of question is this?
Yeah.
Like,
you're coming from three angles, yeah? Trying to see if I'm gay.
The same question. And then he's like, have you ever had any type of fun with a man? And I was like, there was literally like six questions of the same question. Yeah. And I was like, I'm not gay. Don't ask me those. Stop asking me those questions. And he was like, okay, we'll move on from that section. Who does that in a fucking medical?
Maybe it wanted a piece of you.
Yeah, maybe
little
he did.
Aussie boy. Get your little chaps on.
Yeah, get my little chaps on.
Yeah, that's weird, man.
It was weird. Anyway, thanks for jumping on this episode, guys. It's been fun. If you like Jared and I better than just Clint on the podcast as well, let us know. If you like it worse, let us know. But give us some feedback because there is a fee for the show. What's the fee, Jared?
Is there a fee?
There is a fee.
What's the fee?
Share the show.
Share the show. Don't be a hoe.
Share the show. Don't be a hoe.
And if you're a female looking to get on, send your resume to Tim.
Yeah.
Hit us up. Let us know why you should be on the show.
Yeah. madcunts@helixsp.com. C-U-N-T-Z.
Yeah. Done.
Not .au. Thanks, guys. This was fun.
Mate.